Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. Really got a packed show for you today with three drastically different topics. We're going to open up by talking to our old friend Dinesha Shapiro about the 505K run coming up. And then Marty Reed and John Marsh are here to talk about the Granite Mountain Hot Shots benefits screening of the movie Only the Brave and about the Hot Shots Center at Gateway Mall. Then we'll have a chat with our clay art instructor friend Danny Fisher and her musician friend Richard Strzok. So kind of a nice balance of topics today. We pretty much cover the gamut there. If you're a baseball fan, and who isn't, keep in mind it's the Diamondbacks tonight, live from Chase Field right here on KQ&A as they take on Game 2 of this series against the big bad L.A. Dodgers, who once again are running away with the West Division, as they have every year for I think the last seven seasons now. Of course, when your payroll is about half of $1 trillion, you can do that. Once again, your pregame is at 6 o'clock. First pitch tonight, 6:40. Keep in mind, because we have a Diamondbacks matinee tomorrow with the pregame at noon and the first pitch Wednesday at 12:40, there will be no Q&A tomorrow. I want to keep you abreast of a couple of very special movies tonight and tomorrow. First of all, you're familiar, of course, with the Tuesday night classics at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley and the Harkins 6 in Sedona. I'll start doing reviews this week for both of those theaters. Keep in mind that tonight at 7 o'clock, we'll not only have their usual Tuesday night classic, which in this case is The Goonies, at 7 p.m. for only $5, but also they'll be carrying the world premiere screening of a wonderful documentary by Ron Howard called Pavarotti, about the Italian tenor. It's got tremendous reviews across the board. In fact, in today's USA Today, the first couple paragraphs about that says, the operatic life of legendary tenor Luciano Pavarotti is on full display in Ron Howard's documentary, Pavarotti. But nowhere is the drama more fairy tale-like than the enchanting scenes from the 1991 Pavarotti in the Park concert, when the Italian opera star serenaded a rain-drenched Princess Diana in front of 125,000 fans and Prince Charles during a downpour in London's Hyde Park. Just a little teaser about the 7 o'clock special showing tonight at both Harkins Theaters in Prescott Valley and Sedona of Pavarotti. Don't want to miss that. So, we've got a busy show for you. We've got Dinesha Shapiro coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQ&A.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Be in the know what to do. This is Yavapai County Supervisor Craig Brown. Did you know that without defensible space, vegetation can fuel a wildfire that can burn extremely hot and spread quickly? Keeping your home safe can be as simple as regular yard maintenance. Consider developing an emergency action plan with everyone in your home and with your neighbors. And don't forget your pets. For more information, visit www.yavapai.us.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Arizona Diamondbacks baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks baseball brought to you by Moyers Heating and Cooling, Owls Auto Body, the Prescott Brewing Company, Wallach and Volk, Yavapai Block, Prescott True Value, Country Bank, Home Furnishings Direct, Cable One, Amco, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Merritt Propane, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, Catholic Charities, and Grand Canyon Financial. Diamondbacks host the LA Dodgers tonight at 6, on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 208. Hey, got a big event coming up this Saturday. Denisha Shapiro, what is going on?
So at Embry-Riddle, we've got the 4th annual 505K that's going to be happening at 9 a.m.
Now, there's a big reason for this and a good benefactor. Tell us who benefits from this.
It's an organization called Concerns of Police Survivors. 100% of the proceeds go to the Arizona chapter. They support the families and coworkers of fallen officers.
And these fallen officers and their families, a lot of people think that their pensions, their insurance, things like this will take care of their families. That's not necessarily the case, is it?
No, there's so many different circumstances where the families, unfortunately, really have to fight to get any kind of means that you would think would just be automatic. Furthermore, Cops AZ, as well as the whole Cops organization, they really try to rally around and be a lifelong support to the kids, the parents, the wives, spouses, coworkers. Mm-hmm. And they have these retreats all over the country, including events for National Police Week. And they try everything in their power to allow for as many people as possible to participate in these events. And these retreats, because it really does help with the grieving process and their coping.
Sure. Do you get a lot of first responders themselves responding to this and running in it, running the marathon?
We do. I see a tremendous support. And one of the reasons that I created this event is that I just saw the need for this area to kind of rally around our local law enforcement.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there one 5K run? Are there different distances you can run?
There's only one 5K run. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I don't know what I would do with myself if I had to try to coordinate all that. But you're free to come and walk or skip, ride a bike, scooter, whatever works for you.
And you can also, I understand, bring your dog, as long as it's on a leash, of course.
Yes.
You can bring a stroller with the babies, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, we're going to have bounce houses. Gosh, cotton candy machine, shaved ice, popcorn, everything you can think of to keep them sugared up and ready to go for the run.
And keep them alive and, like you said, always sugared up and keep them interested during the event, right?
Yes.
So it really is a truly a family event. So this is the fourth one you've done, right?
It is.
I always ask people who organize these annual events, compare the one coming up with your very first time. What has surprised you? What surprised you the first time? What have you learned between the first one and this one?
Oh, gosh. I mean, the first one, it wasn't necessarily a surprise, but it was just a pleasant show of support, the mm-hmm. amount of people that we had get involved. And I guess the thing that I've learned over the last 4 years in coordinating this is the continued support. It wasn't as absent as I thought it was mm-hmm. in this area. I think it would just kind of took an event for all of us to come together as one.
Yeah.
And And I've got people who have come and run it every single year and reach out to me if they haven't heard anything about next year's run, because they're going to sign up for next year's run. So mm-hmm. I've got some really loyal, amazing people that want to be a part of it every single year.
Is there still time to sign up for it?
Absolutely.
How can they do that?
So we have the website for registration is active.com. And if they just search the letter 5, the number O, 5K, they should be able to bring up this year's event. We're also located on Facebook, and that will lead you to the Active website for signups. You can come out the day before. We're going to be sitting kind of in between the Prescott Sprouts and Walgreens, and we're doing a packet pickup.
Oh, that's on Sheldon Street. Yeah,
yes,
the
sir.
Shopping center there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you can register then. You can register the day of as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, take me through the race day in terms of what time people should be there, when they should pick up their packet, opening ceremonies, things like this.
We are opening the registration and packet pickup at 8 a.m. And then the opening ceremonies are due to start at 8:45 in the morning. And we're hoping to start our race right on time at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So we're out there. We're going to be starting to set up at 6 a.m.
And I understand, too, that you mentioned before there would be bounce houses for the kids, things like this. There's also, I understand, food and beverages for the registrants.
Yes, we're going to have coffee and tea, bagels, bananas, kind of the normal stuff, carbo load before you go running.
Got to have that, sure. Mm-hmm. And what about people who participate? They get a T-shirt, I believe, maybe a medal or something?
Both.
Really?
Yes, we've been very fortunate. Somebody connected to a survivor works for Don Francisco's Coffee. So all the bags are provided by Don Francisco's. There's going to be some fun little things in there.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some hair samples, thanks to one of my sponsors.
Hey, I could use those.
And then we are going to have T-shirts and, of course, medals. Yeah, we try to really make it a big thing.
Who are some of the sponsors who make all this possible?
Well, of course,
Don Francisco is one of them, obviously.
And honestly, this radio station, everybody's
Thank
hometown
you very much.
Radio
we
group.
Appreciate that.
You all, I don't know what I would do, quite frankly, without you. Shapiro's House of Hair, they're an official sponsor. And then just the local area, we've got ASA Party Rentals that has donated a bounce house, Prescott Life Church that has donated a bounce house. Hero Party Rentals has donated the shaved ice and cotton candy machines.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the local Arrowhead businesses here that have provided the water,
sure.
Einstein's Bagels, lots and lots of organizations that keep us going.
So how big has this event gotten for you? Is it still manageable at the ERAU campus, or do you project maybe the next couple of years you have to find a larger site?
I'm hoping that we can keep it at Embry-Riddle. When mm-hmm. I first created this, I reached out to Embry-Riddle thanks to a friend who had a contact there, and they have been extraordinary to
mm-hmm.
work with.
Yeah.
And their facility is just gorgeous. I don't know that I could ask for more. So,
yeah.
And given that they're an aeronautical university, I've had the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office offer to bring out their helicopter.
Oh, how cool.
Which has been so easy to coordinate because
sure.
they're used to aircrafts.
Yeah.
So, I quite honestly, I don't ever want to move it. I don't care how big it gets. We'll just have to do, you know, some fun runs and things like that to break uh-huh. it up because I'm very loyal to them.
Do you have any ERAU students you're aware of taking part in the run?
With it being summer, I think the only option would maybe be some of the cross country folks.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Bray is actually the cross country coach, and he's my go-to. So.
Yeah.
We have had some of their students run in the past. I just don't know if they'll be there this year.
So tell us once again, what number to call, what website to look for to register for this, and when to be there.
So active.com, and you just search the number 5, letter O, 5K, and you'll get this year's event. You can also find us on Facebook. We are going to be at Embry-Riddle this Saturday, June 8th. Race will start right at 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
You can be there as early as you want if you want to help set up. Otherwise, registration starts at 8. We'll have fun things to do, public safety displays, maybe some canines, of course, some good food to eat, and
sure.
lots of friendly people.
Do you still need volunteers for it?
Always.
Oh,
I can
yeah.
always put someone to work.
You can always put someone to work. Isn't this a great social opportunity, too? nice networking event.
Yes. It's amazing how many people I run into throughout the year, and they remember me despite me maybe not remembering them, because there's 200 or more faces I see every time we do this.
Well, I'll tell you what, Denisha, you must have good connections, because we're looking at a fabulous weather forecast for this Saturday. So you picked a good day for it.
Thank goodness.
That's Denisha Shapiro for the 505K Run. You'll help the COPS organization, and COPS stands for?
Concerns of Police Survivors.
Thank you for being here on Q&A. Have a great event Saturday. We look forward to seeing you again next year. That's Denisha Shapiro. Stay tuned, because we're going to talk. We're going to go from cops to firefighters and talk to John Marsh and Marty Reed about the Granite Mountain Hotshots Memorial Site, the store at the Gateway Mall, and a special memorial screening of Only the Brave coming up at the Prescott Elks Theater. That's coming up next on Q&A. On the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 30 years of vascular surgical experience. I'm an Arizona native, and I have been serving the Prescott community since 1997. Give me a call at 1-800-VEIN-DOC so that I can create a treatment plan just for you. That's 1-800-VEIN-DOC.
No need to be embarrassed to show your legs because of varicose or spider veins. Dr. Brian Skilperert of Northern Arizona Vein Center in Prescott is skilled in minimally invasive techniques for the treatment of your veins, covered by many insurance plans, including Medicare.
The world's oldest rodeo began in 1888 and is still going strong today. The 132nd annual event in Prescott, Arizona. This traditional rodeo is packed with action, history, memories from generations. Join us from July 1st through July 7th for world-class rodeo, as well as many family-friendly events taking place throughout the week. The support from the community is always terrific, and we couldn't do it without our sponsors who support us year after year. When the first cowboy contest, later known as rodeo, began in Prescott, Arizona, July 4th, 1888. Coors Banquet was already around for 16 years, brewed always and forever in Colorado for cowboys and ranchers. Today, both American traditions are better than they've ever been. Coors Banquet, proud sponsor and presenting sponsor of the Prescott Frontier Days Rodeo. Tickets and info are available at worldsoldestrodeo.com or by calling 928-445-4320.
The world may be different because one person was important in the life of a child. This is Quincy Castleberry, Yavapai County's CASA program manager. Court-appointed special advocates are volunteers who advocate for children in the foster care system. We have an urgent need for volunteers. Can you give 15 to 20 hours each month to help a child in need? To learn more about the CASA program and to volunteer, call us at 928-771-3165 or visit us at casaofyavapaicounty.org.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we're going to segue from talking about cops to talking about first responder firefighters, the Granite Mountain Hotshots. First of all, we'll start with John Marsh. John, this is obviously a very, very special and personal mission for you, because tell us about, for those who haven't been there yet, about the very special Granite Mountain Hotshots display. I believe it's a Gateway Mall, correct?
Correct.
And what is I know it's got a long name. I've never gotten through the entire name without butchering it. So I'll let you give us the name of it.
Granite Mountain Interagency Hotshot Crew.
There we
Learning
go.
Learning and Tribute Center.
I told you it's a long name. Marty Reed, you're here, of course, to help get the word out about this, because we're going to see a tribute coming up. I can't believe it's June already, but on June 19th, I believe, as part of the Prescott Elks Theater Classic Movie Series, they're going to set aside a Wednesday showing of Only the Brave, which was the Josh Brolin, Miles Teller movie that came out last year about the Hotshot. And this is going to be screening on the big screen just the way it's meant to be seen. Tell us who's going to benefit from this.
The benefit will be to the center, the GMIHC Learning and Tribute Center at the Gateway Mall. The center was developed to not only honor the 19 hotshots,
sure,
but to help teach about wildland firefighting and fire prevention. We have all the items that were left on the Station 7 fence. So after the tragedy, thousands of items were left on that fence, and mm-hmm. we have those at the center on display. So this event on June 19th helps us to expand our mission and to continue to honor the guys as well as increase the learning opportunity.
Mm-hmm. John, with the Hotshot Center at Gateway Mall, I imagine you get visitors from all over, don't you?
Well, we get them from, of course, all over Arizona, but we've had visitors from all 50 states and over 15 foreign countries.
No kidding. Are a lot of them firefighters themselves?
A lot of them are, or they have family members who are firefighters.
Mm-hmm. Because whenever something like this happens, I always ask a firefighter or a police officer, what have we learned from this that'll prevent future things like this? What lessons do you think were learned from this? Obviously, Mother Nature threw everybody a nasty curveball that nobody could see coming. But what do you think was learned from this?
Well, some of the things we've learned is improved communication, more safety regulations. They don't send them into the real risky jobs that they did at one time. And, of course, training for all sorts of emergency situations has been increased.
Mm-hmm. One of the things about the movie I think would surprise people who have not yet seen it and who haven't really kept up on all of this wildland firefighter news is how much trouble your firefighters go through just to prepare the wildlands just in case a fire breaks out. That is back-breaking, exhausting work, isn't it?
It sure is.
Tell us what they do to make the fireland or to make the wildfires less damaging if they occur. What are they doing in the forest lands?
Well, they do controlled burns, and where they remove the lower story vegetation that acts as a kindling for the larger fuels. And this, of course, allows less heat to build and makes it easier to control the fires.
Mm-hmm. I remember a scene in the movie where the fire captain takes his new recruit to the top of a hill and overlooks this beautiful vista of thousands and thousands and thousands of pine trees and says, "What do you see?" And I believe the recruit says, "A beautiful view," or something like this. He says, "I see fuel." And that's true, isn't it, John?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And Marty, tell us about how long the center has been open and what kind of reactions that you're getting from people who visit for the first time.
We opened last June 29th in 2018, so just under a year. We've had over 16,000 visitors
wow.
already. It's a big attraction for the city. And I will tell you, we have heard nothing but positive comments. It's mm-hmm. a wonderful tribute to the guys and very informative. There's trivia and there's information in there that people don't know about the Hotshots. So
yeah.
Overall, it's been very, very positive.
And what kind of reaction have you heard from people, especially from firefighters, about the movie?
You know, I haven't talked to any firefighters about the movie. I know there's mixed reviews. Of course, everyone is a little upset that it wasn't filmed in Prescott.
We're all a little upset about that, but that's being dealt with.
There are some scenes of Prescott in there.
Yeah.
I think the producer did a great job, though. The New Mexico landscape looks very similar to ours. And, I think the wonderful thing about the movie, it wasn't about their deaths. It was about them mm-hmm. as a brotherhood.
Yeah.
And that really comes across in the movie.
And in the end of the movie, John, I know it's terribly, terribly painful for you to watch because you had such a personal investment in this. But I thought it was very, very dignified the way they presented that dramatic final scene. They didn't go Hollywood gory or anything. They left a lot to the imagination, didn't they?
They did, and of course the families were told that they'd be respectful and show respect and honor the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they did a good job of that.
Now, when the producers and the director and the writers, when they put together a major Hollywood movie about a topic that was in the news, they've got to do their homework. So what kinds of, take me through what you and the other families went through with the crew that came to Arizona and called you and wrote you. What kinds of things were they asking about?
Well, the movie had several people who were familiar with the Granite Mountain Hot Shots. One was a former advisor on it, was a former crew member for about 6 years. One was the initial Wildland fire captain, and he helped train them.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the survivor and the wives of some of the crew also advised them.
Sure.
They even made a copy of the tattoos, if they had one, and had it on file. And when they shot a scene, they'd have to paint the tattoo on to be exact.
Isn't that something? Because I've interviewed a couple of screenwriters, and they will tell you that when you present a movie about a certain topic, you're going to draw people to that movie who know that topic inside and out, and they can tell a phony from a mile away. That's why a lot of sports movies don't succeed, because sports nuts turn out and they go, hey, that ain't right. They'll spot it a mile away. But this was pretty true to form, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah, it showed a lot of respect for it. Marty, tell us, now, you know, Marty, people who see you and know you from the radio station know you more as an educator. Tell us about what you're doing in that field these days, with the summer finally here.
I am the assistant superintendent of Prescott Unified. Mm-hmm. And I joined this board with the Hot Shots last year, mm-hmm. to kind of provide an educator perspective, although we have other educators on the board as well. And yes, summer is here, but for those of us that work in the district office, that still means pretty much working all year round, mm-hmm. but maybe on a different focus.
I heard a nightclub comic years ago say, I am the only student in America who went to a school district that is not unified. What does unified mean with all these school districts?
Well, in Arizona, unified means that it is a K-12 district.
Okay.
So you have some districts called union districts, which are high schools only. And then I forget what a K-8 district is called. So unified means K-12. We mm-hmm. go actually from pre-K all the way up through 12th grade.
And I love interviewing educators. One question I always ask, take me back to your days as a student. What was the turning point that made you want to be on that end of the classroom?
As most people will tell you, it's inspiring teachers. I think one of my most inspiring teachers was an English teacher who blew us away with his knowledge of English. But then one day he helped my friend and I solve a pre-calculus problem. And I went, whoa, wait a minute, uh-huh. You teach English? And he's like, well, I know math too.
Sure. What is it like when you've worked with a student who's had a challenge and they just can't get it and you keep working with them and then one day the light bulb comes on and they get it?
Well, as you can imagine, it's amazing and beautiful thing when that happens. And teachers never give up. They know they have high expectations for all their students.
Sure. I'll tell you about the impact of teachers. Can you see this number 100 I just mm-hmm. drew?
Yes.
That is exactly the way my kindergarten teacher used to draw it on grading my papers. I still use it exactly the same way. That's the same way she used to do it. Have you ever gotten a letter or an email or a phone call from a former student saying, you know, I really appreciate the time you spent with me, and even though I may have caused you some distress, I'm really glad you were my teacher?
I've had a couple of those, but the one that really sticks out is a girl who I ran into as a waitress, and she said that she always remembered when I asked her to move into my English honors class, and she was a little bit alternative and, you know, maybe didn't look like an honor student. And she said when I asked her to do that, it changed her whole perspective about herself. And then she wanted to go to college.
Isn't that great? Wow. And John Marsh, tell us what kinds of things you foresee for the future for the Granite Mountain Center.
Well, the things we see in the future, of course, is to raise funds to expand our exhibit and eventually have our own standalone facility.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd like to encourage everyone to participate in our 19th of June fundraiser. And we've accumulated some really nice silent auction items. So if they'll buy a ticket to go upstairs after the movie, which the ticket includes the movie, we'd be glad to have them.
How can they get those tickets?
Marty can tell them more on that. It's online, and there's people selling, and there's posters everywhere.
Sure. There is, and there's a bit.ly website that's bit.ly/GMIHC19. That's on our Facebook, our website. Also, you'll see posters around town. This June 19th event is really exciting. It's not only the showing of the movie, but upstairs after the movie, we'll have a panel. And the panel includes the only survivor, Brendan McDonough. Mm-hmm. It includes the movie producer, Mike Menchel, will be there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Some of those advisors that John was mentioning that helped on the movie, Pat McCarty and Dwayne Steinbrink, will be there. Dwayne was also the first crew chief. And also we will have, who am I missing? You, John Marsh.
Of course. Got to have John there.
The father of Eric Marsh.
Of course. Now, John, for those who haven't been to the Granite Mountain Center, the Hotshot Center at the Gateway Mall, tell us exactly where it is.
We're just down the hall from Dillard's, between Dillard's and Penny's. Mm-hmm. We're open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 4 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, and 11 to 4 on Sunday.
Is there an admission price for the center?
It's free.
It's free, okay.
And there's a lot of educational material from the Forest Service, the Wildfire Academy, State Park, even Smokey's there.
That'll bring the kids in for sure. Very good. And tell us once again, Marty, where people go for information about not only the Granite Hotshot Center at Gateway Mall, but about the movie screening and the events associated with it?
They can easily go to our website at www.gmihc19.org, or they can find our Facebook page, and there's lots of advertising about that.
And I'll tell you what, a lot of people who go to the screening and they go upstairs, they're going to go into the third floor and go, wow, I didn't know this was here.
It is a
Isn't
beautiful
that nice?
Venue. We will have food from El Gato. It includes
Hello, Barry! Yes.
It includes beer from Granite Mountain Brewery, wine from Yavapai College Southwest Wine Center.
Yeah.
And every ticket holder gets a beautiful limited edition challenge coin.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a great event. The movie, food, music.
And auction, I believe, right, John?
The silent auction, and we have a large number of extremely nice, valuable, and one-of-a-kind items. And the Rusty Pistols Reloaded will sing for us.
Oh, good, good. Marty, anything else on that flyer we haven't covered yet?
No, it's $219 per person, and we all know where the 19 came from.
Sure.
And we ask folks to remember this is a fundraiser for our center. It includes the movie, food, music, and the panel. This guest panel has never been together before, and Brendan doesn't talk that much in public, so it's a pretty exciting event.
Pretty exclusive event, too, so I'm glad you get that done. Marty Reed, John Marsh, thanks for joining us today on Q&A on behalf of a very important local function there. Stay tuned. It's time for local and state news and weather. Then we'll talk with Danny and Richard about clay and about music. That's coming up next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions and City, an equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
Cold water shock makes sense when you dive into the pool, not when you hop in the shower. That's where RED Plumbing comes in. We know water heaters, and we'll get you the right system. Exactly what you need to start the day off right or wash off a long day with a refreshing shower. Don't let water problems get you red in the face. Give RED Plumbing a call today, 772-9296. That's 772-9296. Or you can always find us online at redplumbinginc.com.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to centurypainting.com.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
Business with a handshake. We've all done it. Don't risk your business and your personal life. Business owners open themselves to liability every day with their customers, their employees, their vendors, and even the public. Do it right and protect yourself and call Men Love Law. I'll help reduce the risk through proper setup and planning. Mention this ad and receive a free consultation. Don't put your business or your family at risk from frivolous lawsuits any longer. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Tuesday the 4th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. A man has been arrested for attempted robbery and assaulting a police officer in Chandler.
Detective Seth Tyler says 32-year-old Tyler Davis went to a Quick Trip around 1:45 a.m.
He covered his face with a bandana, and he had a note that he passed to the cash register basically demanding money. He also had a 12-pack of beer with him.
The clerk didn't give him any money and instead called police. Moments later, an officer arrived to take a break and was unaware of the attempted robbery. The clerk informed the officer of what had just happened, and he confronted Davis in the parking lot. A second officer arrived on scene. He kicked one of those officers in the leg two times. Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
A 20% chance for a brief spot shower this afternoon. Otherwise, sunny and warm all week. Mostly clear and cool at night. Cooling after bedtime to around 54 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. With highs today near 80, tomorrow and Thursday, 83. Just a few degrees cooler for your KQ&A weather weekend. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, sunny highs today near 90. Wednesday and Thursday, 93. Cooling overnight to a partly cloudy 60. It's the Diamondbacks and Dodgers on KQ&A this evening with the pregame show at 6 p.m. The first pitch live from Chase Field at 6:40 right here on KQ&A. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM KQ&A. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQ&A.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dave Wilson at Jones Ford. We are having a pre-owned inventory reduction sale, and it starts now. We have up to 20 brands with 50 models to choose from, and they have been reduced with absolutely huge discounts. These vehicles must go, and with the lowest sales tax in the Verde Valley, you reap the benefits. Low prices, great selection, and downright just nice people here at Jones Ford. And don't forget about our limited lifetime powertrain on pre-owned vehicles. Come see us on Highway 260 between Cottonwood and Camp Verde. Diesels, hybrids, and vehicles over 10 years are excluded from lifetime powertrain.
Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
Have you noticed the air is cleaner in Northern Arizona? Let me tell you about Patriot Disposal's fleet of alternative fuel trucks. Patriot Disposal's research and development team has built and operates Northern Arizona's only compressed natural gas fuel station and fleet of CNG trucks. These trucks do not use any diesel. Zero diesel. That reduces air and noise pollution. Call the only trash hauling service to bring this clean, quiet, and friendly technology to your neighborhood. Patriot Disposal, 775-9000 or 203-9995.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we're back live at 2:41. Normally when Danny Fisher, our friend, is in here, we're talking about Coyote Studios and mud puppies and tossing clay around and making pottery and cool stuff like that. But because you are a Renaissance woman, correct? We're going to check out some of your other talents here along with Richard Strock. Why don't you introduce Richard for our listeners?
Richard Strock is a good friend of mine. We had a five-piece bluegrass band in Pennsylvania a good 8 years ago. I haven't seen him for 5 years, and he just showed up on my porch April 3rd. And so we've been playing music since April 3rd, and and people seem to like it. So we get to play music on the weekends, and it's summertime, and I'm still teaching my classes, but I encourage everyone to get up and try to do something in the arts for the summertime and hike.
There you go. Well, you're going to do a couple songs for us. Richard, describe the first song you're going to do.
The first song is an original that I wrote with my grandfather in 2013. He was passing away of cancer at the time, and he wanted to write a bluegrass song before he went. So this will be that.
The stage is yours. Richard Strock and Dan. Richard Strock on guitar, Danny Fisher on harmonica and vocals.
This is Hey Bartender.
There you go. And Danny Fisher, wow, rocking the joint today on Q&A. Really like hearing that. So you guys are getting the band back together, right? This sounds like a scene from the Blues Brothers. We're getting the band back together.
It's a mission
we like
from God.
To play together. He's working on getting a bluegrass band and a blues band on the side. The blues band's kind of for me, and the bluegrass is kind of for him.
Yeah, we're going to have the duo of just me and her, and then try and start a five-piece blues band, and then do some bluegrass on the side, too.
And after 5 years apart, you just showed up on her doorstep?
Yeah.
The whole time I've been home, I have another friend named Patty McCabe, and she made it to Nashville. She's selling her house in Pennsylvania.
Oh,
gone.
Cool.
But both their styles of music, the whole time I've been home, it's like I could almost hear that it kind of belonged here.
You know, you're showing up on her doorstep sounds like the first line of a good country song, doesn't it?
That's right. We got lots of good lyrics.
Something you could work on, isn't it?
Right.
Oh, man. Isn't that something? So, Richard, tell me, I always like to ask musicians this question. Describe for me the music you heard in your home when you were growing up.
A lot of Liberace, a lot of disco, and early techno.
Boy, now that is eclectic. That's quite a mix.
That's a lot different than what I learned to love and play, too.
So how old were you when you got your first guitar?
16 or 17.
And who'd you want to be?
Jimmy Martin.
Very cool. Yeah. Danny, I didn't know you had these musical gifts. How far back do you go with music? When did you start doing this?
I was lucky because my dad was a very good remodeler for some people in Scottsdale and Camelback Mountain. And I always sang country songs when I was a kid. I saw Waylon and Willie at age 4 with Jesse Coulter.
How about that?
And I got to babysit for Glenn Campbell. So I wasn't necessarily a singer, but I got to appreciate the songs and sing. But I did get to sing at Ricky Skaggs' 50th birthday party at Glenn Campbell's house, and I was an idiot. And I picked a Whitney Houston song. And you have those two guys right in front of you, but I was 12.
You were 12.
You know, I was embarrassed. And, you know, so in Pennsylvania, the first Coyote, I actually hired people to run my open mic.
Yeah.
And I hadn't sang in years. And in Pennsylvania, they got me up to sing. And I'm like, oh, I might like to have a harmonica. So the next week, they gave me a harmonica they had sitting in their drawer. And then I started playing with them. And it's just, I've only been home 4 years, so it's been all about art. But this is art.
How cool is that?
This is
awesome. Before you start your second song, tell our listeners how they can contact you about your clay art classes.
I believe we have a free class with Chino Valley Parks and Rec this Friday, so you can sign up through Chino Valley Parks and Rec with Dallas, or you can sign up through Prescott Valley Parks and Rec with Hope. I also have ClayoteStudios.com and a Facebook page, and I'm doing birthday parties and private wheel and wines all summer, so I'll come to your house for 6 people or more, and I'll behave, and I will make pots with you and clean everything up, and then you
pots,
can keep partying.
Pots, period. Pots.
Pottery.
Yeah, we don't want to get certain people calling the station.
There's many other kinds of high.
Well, that's good to hear that. Yeah. Richard, describe the next song you're going to do for us here.
The next song is a traditional song called Deep End Blues. It's been played by hundreds of different bands. Mm-hmm. We'll probably do the Grateful Dead is the version that we do most likely, but it's more of a jug band song the way we do it.
Very good. And once again, Richard Strock and Danny Fisher, the stage is yours.
Thank you. That's just a little sample of that one.
How cool is that?
I need a new D-harp.
Are you guys doing dates around town?
Yes, yeah. This weekend, every Friday, 6 to 9, we're at Insurgent Brewing in Chino. And it's right around the corner from my house, and they're really good people. They're having their three-year anniversary. They just won the Best of the Best in the Courier.
Cool.
And they're having their three-year anniversary June 15th. There's raffles, prizes, live music, and they're expanding, so they have an outdoor area. We're playing at the Rodeo on Tuesday the 2nd, 5 to 7 before the performance.
Of July, July 2nd.
Sorry
July
about 2nd, that. Yeah. He does my calendar.
Yeah.
And that's brought to you by the Hitch and Post Barbecue. We're playing at the Farmer's Market this Saturday. We play at Copper Top Ale House. And am I missing anything?
Insurgent's doing a three-year anniversary.
That's June 15th. We're playing 1 to 4, then we're going to Copper Top playing 6 to 8 that day. Got back from the Crown King Saloon. Yep, there's new owners there. They're remodeling. It was a wonderful experience. The locals were so nice. They didn't have a full sound equipment yet. So we had to put the microphones on a chair, and every time you tap your foot, you go, boom, boom.
Yeah, of course.
Right? So the local across the street brought all his PA equipment over for us, and we made friends, and he wants to jam. And
cool.
It was just really nice people.
Well, our listeners who like blues music, I want to remind them, we have a new station. We call it Badass Blues.
Yes.
You can tune in at Prescott.com and get an inkling of that. You mentioned your friend who went to Nashville to do country.
Yeah.
I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, and my St. Louis Blues hockey team is currently playing for the Stanley Cup.
Nice.
And before, when they went into business as a team in 1967, they had to go down to Memphis and speak to the W.C. Handy estate to get permission to name the team the St. Louis Blues because W.C. Handy wrote a song called the St. Louis Blues and copyrighted it. Just little things you got to take care of in the music
business. I'm excited about your new radio station, too.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. We're getting a great response to it. Danny Fisher, Richard Strock, thanks for livening up our Tuesday here on Q&A. Stay tuned because I've got some guests coming up Thursday. No, not tomorrow. Thursday on Q&A you'll want to hear about on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Traditions run deep and have been preserved since 1888 at the world's oldest rodeo in Prescott, Arizona. July 1st through July 7th, during the 132nd World's Oldest Rodeo. Hi, this is J.C. Trujillo, General Manager of the Prescott Frontier Days and World's Champion Bareback Rider, inviting you to join us for the world's oldest rodeo in Prescott Frontier Days. Tickets and information are available at worldsoldestrodeo.com or call 928-445-4320. Presented by Coors.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Just to repeat, those special Tuesday night movies at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley and the Harkins 6 in Sedona. Tonight at 7 o'clock, Pavarotti, the world premiere screening, directed by Ron Howard, and The Goonies. How's that for a little variety in your movie going on a Tuesday night? Also tomorrow night, as part of the Wednesday night classics at the Prescott Elks Theater, don't miss That's Wall-E. And if you're a Beatles fan, and who isn't, get back, Loretta, to the Prescott Oaks Theater this Saturday for the Beatles Tribute Concert by paperback writer The Ultimate Beatles Experience from our friends at Tad Shows. You can avoid being left out by a sellout. Get your tickets in advance for paperback writer by phone at 777-1370 or go online to PrescottOaksTheater.com. No Q&A tomorrow because we have Diamondbacks baseball with the pregame at noon, first pitch at 12:40 from Chase Field. So stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, Talk of a Town, Prescott Valley at 4, then join the Diamondbacks pregame show at noon tomorrow and 6 tonight, by the way, and the first pitch tonight at 6:40, tomorrow 12:40 against the Dodgers. Join me back here Thursday for Q&A with my guest conservative pundit Myron Magnet for his new book, Clarence Thomas and the Lost Constitution, and Mark Bott from Operation Kids Safe. That's Q&A Thursday at 2, when I'll see you on the radio. Farewell and Godspeed, Nico.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.